Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking about the thyroid gland. Now, I get questions all day, every day about the thyroid gland, and it's really hard to diagnose thyroid problems sometimes. So in the first part of the show, we kind of gave you a crash course into what to look for if you have certain symptoms. And now we're talking about the things you want to avoid from a chemical standpoint, and then we're going to talk about the things you want to do to keep that thyroid healthy. Now, if you're just tuning in, I know people tune in and out, this show and over 1,000 hours of podcasts are on my website, drjoe.com. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Dr. Joe For the Health of It. For the Health of It. There you go. That's the name of our podcast as well. But on the website, we have everything there if you need it. You can just type in what you're looking for in a search bar, hit enter, and you'll probably come up with articles and shows and tons of information. But the thyroid gland, this is a hot one, and we've been meaning to do this show for quite a while. And it's a little complicated, this one, but you guys are smart. You're my audience. Of course, you guys are genius, and you can handle it. So we're talking about things you want to avoid, and now we just started talking about bromide, a bromine. So what happens is iodine, we talked about how important iodine is to the thyroid, and most people don't get enough iodine. The only place most Americans even get iodine is in their salt, iodized salt. Now, if you're eating a lot of junk food, chips and crackers, that doesn't have the iodized salt in it. That's the cheap salt. And so you may not be getting enough iodine. So I said earlier, Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source are the minimum supplements everybody should be taking every day. And they're on the website, drjoe.com. But iodine is what's called a haloid. Now, haloid is a group of chemicals. There's bromine, chlorine, fluorine, and iodine. And they all look very similar in molecular structure. So if you're not getting enough iodine and you're getting too much chlorine, fluorine, and bromine, they can actually block up your thyroid and prevent you from absorbing the iodine. They block up what's called the iodine receptor sites because they look almost exactly like it. They're all in the same group, the haloids. So if you're getting bromine, it's a problem. So I strongly recommend that you avoid products and environmental toxins that can expose you to bromine. So bromine, I'm going to cover this a little later, but in case I run out of time, because I've got so much to cover on this, we used to put iodine in our bread, and it was a source of iodine for the body, and it was great. But we found it's a dough conditioner. It makes the bread pliable and easy to work with and makes it taste good. But we found out that bromine works just as well as iodine and it's cheaper. So now many times we'll put bromine in our commercial breads because it's a dough conditioner and we took out the iodine. It's cheaper. Problem is, not only you're not getting the iodine, you're getting the bromine that's blocking up the receptor sites, preventing you from absorbing properly the iodine. So be careful with your bread. It should never have bromine in it. And again, the citrus flavored sodas, many times they have brominated vegetable oil, which blocks up the iodine receptor sites too. Chlorine can do it too. And we put chlorine in what? Everything. In our water. Now, I love the fact that we have healthy water, well, non-toxic water, I guess I should say, in the United States. However, if it's highly chlorinated, that can be blocking up the thyroid receptor sites as well. And chlorine acts as an antibiotic. It can kill the bacteria in your colon. So I recommend a water filter. We have one on our website, drjoe.com, that I recommend. It's a whole house water filter. But you want to filter out your chlorine and your fluorine, or your fluoride, because fluoride, again, is a halogen that can block up the iodine receptor sites. That's why I never use fluorinated toothpaste. And that's a whole other story. I'll give you a lecture on that someday. But chlorine, fluorine, and bromine, you want to avoid. Other things that can adversely affect your thyroid gland. How about stress? Stress can affect the adrenal glands. Your glands are what? My favorite organ in the body. Stress is one of the worst thyroid offenders. Your thyroid function is intimately tied to your adrenal function, which is affected by how you handle stress. Many of us are under constant chronic stress, which results in increased adrenal stress, and adrenal hormones are released, and the cortisol levels in your body go up. And elevated cortisol has a negative impact on your thyroid. Thyroid hormone levels dropping during stressful times are something we see all the time. And the effect that it has affects something called the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. All these things feed off each other. So when stress becomes chronic, the flood of stress chemicals, adrenaline and cortisol, produced by your adrenal glands interfere with your thyroid hormones, causing a whole gamut of health-related issues like obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, the bad high cholesterol levels. It also affects your glucose metabolism. Now, in our offices, we can actually test your cortisol level. And I did this a while ago, and I tested it. My cortisol levels were really high. And I said, okay, this is a wake-up call for me. And I rearranged my life. I rearranged my office, my radio schedule, my television schedule. And then I did it again, and my cortisol levels were back to normal. It's a real simple test we can do. It's actually, we measure saliva. It's a real simple test. You take it throughout the day. Last time I took my cortisol levels, they were on the low side of normal. The time before, it was the high, above the high side of normal. So we can do that test in our office. If you go to our website, drjoe.com, look under services, and you'll see the tests that we have. We do a lot of lab tests in our offices. So we talk about stress. There's three types of stress: chemical, physical, and emotional stress. Chemical stress is what you put in your body. You have almost 100% control over chemical stress. So if you're eating a bad diet, if you're eating things like alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, pretty much what everybody eats, this is a chemical stress. It is so easy to fix this one because no one's forcing food down your throat. You just have to make better decisions. I would love to see you make most of your diet consist of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Plant-based diet. It's so easy to do. If you don't know how to do it, go to our website, drjoe.com, and type in the search bar, "So what can I eat?" And we do a whole hour lecture on this, on breakfast, lunches, dinner, snacks, traveling, parties. Really easy to do. So I want you to eat better foods. You have to make sure you're getting the proper nutrients. Your body is not hungry for food, it's hungry for nutrition. And most of us are not giving the body the nutrition that it needs. That's why we keep eating. That's why people tell me all the time, Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, they take it, they don't eat as much. Because again, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition, and it's a super high concentration of the nutrients that your body needs. So step number one would be cut out the bad foods, eat some more good foods. Super Greens and Essential Source is what I would recommend. That's chemical stress. Physical stress. How about neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, headaches, numbness, tingling, muscle weakness? Raise your hands if you have one of those. Most of you have that. I know that. I've seen you in our practices. That's where chiropractic care comes in. Chiropractic is the most effective, least expensive treatment for pain. I don't know how to make it any simpler for you. Most effective, least expensive. I would do that all day, every day, on anything in my life. But when it comes to pain, this is where I want you to start. Also in our offices, we do something called stem cells. And we do PRP, plasma-rich protein, where we can actually inject into the joints chemicals that regenerate the joints in most cases. So if you have arthritis, arthritis is because the bones rubbed against each other and wore out. There's now research, scientific research, and the knowledge that we can actually start to regenerate your joints in most cases. So that's something I would recommend as well. So physical stress, come see us. We're really good at that. The emotional stress, I might not be able to help you with. Maybe you had death of a loved one. Maybe you broke up from a bad relationship or you broke up from a good relationship. Maybe you had a move. Maybe you have financial issues. Maybe there's family crisis. I understand that. But if we can get under control the physical and the chemical, the emotional is a lot easier to deal with. Every day, patients come to us and say, Dr. Joe, I've had such a crisis in my family or my life, but once I got my pain under control and once I got the nutrients in my body, I was able to better deal with that. And when we lower the stress, we lower the cortisol. Cortisol lowers, it has a positive effect on the thyroid glands. That's what we're talking about today, is the thyroid function. So you got to get those stresses under control. We can help you with most of them. Now, let's go back to iodine. Iodine, it's your best weapon against thyroid problems. Iodine is perhaps the biggest piece of the puzzle when it comes to thyroid hormones. It's an important nutrient, found in every organ and every tissue. It's essential for healthy thyroid function and efficient metabolism. And evidence shows that low iodine levels relate to numerous diseases, including cancer. So iodine is a potent antibacterial and antiviral agent. Big problem we have. We don't have a lot of drugs to treat viral infections. Iodine is one of the things that can help with that. It's not going to solve all the problems, but it's going to help. Iodine has other significant roles in your body, namely to maintain proper metabolic function, develop brain and cognitive function, that's your brain thinking, in children and adults, strengthen your immune system. So though the thyroid health is often associated with iodine, deficiencies in this nutrient can affect human biology in so many different ways. Some of the noteworthy examples, cretinism. This is a form of intellectual disability documented in children, along with other symptoms such as dwarfism. Come on, folks, wouldn't it stink that you could prevent an issue by simply making sure you have enough iodine? Maybe we can. It certainly isn't going to hurt to make sure your iodine levels are normal. How about goiter? One study shows that inadequate iodine levels may lead to non-toxic nodular goiter. Pregnancy problems. One study shows that iodine deficiency can lead to pregnancy-related complications such as stillbirths, congenital abnormalities, and increased infant mortality. Folks, it's such an easy, quick fix, iodine. One probable reason for reduced iodine intake through the years is the disappearance of our food supply because of iodine-deficient soil. Again, we even used to use iodine in bread. We don't do that anymore. Exposure to toxic compounds I've mentioned before, brominated products, fire retardant products, other toxins, has dramatically increased as well over the past several years. There are more factors contributing to the falling iodine levels. Diets that are low in seaweed, vegan and vegetarian diets. Folks, you know I'm a vegan. I've been a vegan for 34 years, and that's an issue. I have to make sure I'm getting enough of my iodine. Fluorinated drinking water, chlorinated drinking water, fluorinated toothpaste, perchlorate. This is a chemical that's used in rocket fuel, and it contaminates our food, and decreased use of iodized salt. The reason we iodize salt is because we had goiters and thyroid problems forming in the middle of the United States. Why? They were far away from the ocean, they weren't eating a lot of seafood, and they weren't eating a lot of seaweed. Now, of course, I don't recommend seafood because many times it's contaminated with mercury and other chemicals. But we found that we had goiters growing. So the government decided we're going to put iodine in our salt. What's the one thing everybody uses with salt? It was cheap. Let's throw some iodine in there. And it worked. It solved a lot of thyroid problems. But now we're going away from iodized salt in many cases. And the soil is deficient. And we have bromated chemicals, and we have fire retardants, things that didn't exist when we finally decided to put iodine in our salt. So there's a lot of complicated factors coming into play when it comes to thyroids. So to increase your iodine levels naturally, up to 30% of the population worldwide could be at risk of iodine deficiency. Again, the numbers go anywhere from 30% to 95%. In fact, iodine deficiency is one of the three most common nutritional deficiencies, along with iron and vitamin D. Now, you've heard me talk about vitamin D many times on my show. Vitamin D is the cheapest insurance policy you'll ever buy. Especially in the winter months, you cannot get enough vitamin D from the sunlight, even if you're out every day, because the angle of the sun, it doesn't give you enough what's called UVB rays, and the UVB rays interact with cholesterol in your skin and create vitamin D. I strongly advise that everybody take a vitamin D supplement in the winter months. Now, in the summer months, if you're not outside, you're probably going to need it as well. But vitamin D supplements, so important. I take 5,000 international units of vitamin D a day. It's 5 drops of Dr. Joe's vitamin D. Has no flavor. 5 drops, you're done for the day. If I start to feel sick, I'll give myself what I call the vitamin D bomb. I'll give myself 50,000 international units for 3 days and then go back to 5. Because vitamin D is so important for every function I think I can think of, the immune system, the brain function, bone growth, energy, thyroid function. So we got to make sure you have enough vitamin D. So again, iodine, iron, and vitamin D are the big issues. Men, be careful with iron. Most men don't need iron supplements. If you look at men's formulas, supplements, they don't have iron in them. Because women have a menstrual cycle, and so they're losing iron every month. If you're a man or if you're postmenopausal, make sure you get your iron levels tested before you start taking an iron supplement. Here's a cheap, easy way to do it. Go donate blood. When you donate blood, it's free, they test your iron levels. And if you're low, they're going to say, your iron's too low, we can't take it. Then you might want to consider a supplement. Iron could be too high, too, and that's an issue as well. So that's why I don't recommend iron supplements unless you need them. If you're eating a good diet, you should be fine with iron. So Iodine, iron, vitamin D are the three major deficiencies. Now, here's some helpful strategies to increase your iron levels naturally. Eat organic as often as possible. Wash your produce to minimize pesticide exposure, especially if it's not organic. Best thing to wash your vegetables and fruits with? Baking soda. Baking soda is really cheap. Get a big tub of warm water or cool water, throw in some baking soda, swish it around for a few minutes, and that's the best way to wash your fruits and vegetables. Eating or drinking from plastic containers, or even storing liquids in plastic containers. Get plastic out of your house. I try to use as little plastic as possible. Use glass or ceramic, safe ceramic vessels. I save jars. You go in my pantry, when I buy something in a jar with a big top on it, I save it. And I've got tons of jars in my house. Sometimes I gotta go through a purge and clean out my jars, but I store everything I possibly can in glass, especially if it's hot or if I'm freezing, put it in glass. If you eat grains, which I don't recommend you do, make sure they're whole organic grains. Grind it yourself if you can, and look for, it says no bromine or bromine free on the label of commercially baked goods. If it says bromine, bromide, stay away from it. Avoid things like sodas because they're loaded with sugars. Make natural filtered water if you want to. Make that the beverage of your choice. You can get a seltzer maker now for a couple of bucks. Make your own if you want to. If you own a hot tub, look into ozone purification systems, not chlorine or fluorine, because that when you sit in a hot tub, your pores open and you absorb those chemicals. Also for a shower, I recommend that you have a filter as well, because if you're showering, one hot shower, you can absorb as much chlorine as you would from drinking 8 glasses of water. So I do recommend you be careful with your showers as well. Systems like these water systems make it possible to keep your water clean with minimal chemical treatments. Look for personal care products that aren't laced with toxic chemicals. I was with Sierra the other day, one of my producers, and we gave a lecture, and they gave me a little goodie bag for being a speaker, and a bunch of perfumes and lotions in there. And she says, if it has more than 10 ingredients, I'm not using it. And I thought, brilliant. And sure enough, everything in there had 10 chemicals, 10 or more ingredients, threw it out. So use natural products. And here's the thing, when it comes to makeup, and if you're keeping yourself healthy, you're not going to need as much makeup. You're going to look a lot younger. Most people think I'm about 15 or 20 years younger than I am. I'm okay with that. Remember, anything you put on your skin can potentially get into your blood system. So anything you put on your skin, you have to think, would I eat this or could I eat it? If you can eat it, you can put it on your skin. If you can't eat it, you shouldn't put it on your skin. When you're in a car or a building, open the windows as often as possible, preferably from opposing sides to get cross ventilation. Utilize fans to circulate air. Chemicals build up in your house and your car, air it out. Chemical pollutants are much higher inside buildings and cars than outside. I'm a huge fan of fresh air. Take your super greens and take your essential source. Again, it's the minimum supplements you should take every day, and both of them have sea vegetables in them. And sea vegetables are the best source of iodine. So one of the many, many, many reasons you should be taking super greens and essential source is because of the iodine. Again, that's just one of the many reasons. Now let's discuss some simple steps you can do to improve your thyroid health. There's a few simple steps you can take in order to improve the performance of your thyroid. Identify and treat the underlying cause. How many times have I said that? Get to the cause of the problem. Don't just treat the symptoms, no matter what your health issue is. Find out what's really triggering your thyroid problems. Maybe it's an iodine deficiency. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance. Maybe it's genetics. Maybe it's environmental toxicity or inflammation. Maybe it's something as simple as gluten. Address it appropriately. For the best results, consult with someone like my doctors that can help you with things like this. Load up on fresh iodine-rich foods, things like seaweeds. I know that sounds silly, but if you eat sushi, has seaweed on it. Now, I don't recommend the fish sushi because I don't eat fish. When I go, I'll have avocado sushi, eggplant sushi, garlic sushi. I love going out for sushi. I just do the vegetable choices. As an alternative to iodine supplementation, make sure you're eating things like super greens and essential source. Avoid the gluten. Another study, 2019, stated that avoiding gluten or undergoing a gluten-free diet may benefit your thyroid gland, especially to those who have an autoimmune thyroid disease, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's disease. Going gluten-free, and again, you're avoiding the sugar too, is just amazing. And every time I get somebody to go gluten-free, they say, Dr. Joe, why didn't I do this sooner? This is so easy. And then, of course, the first question I get is, well, Dr. Joe, what's a good bread? Well, there really isn't a good bread. If you're going to do bread, make sure it's gluten-free. It's very simple, okay? and try to avoid the breads because they are sugars. But if you're going to do breads, make sure it's gluten-free. Minimize your stress level. Take a break. Meditate. Soak in a hot tub. Get a bathtub. Again, filtered water. Add some Epsom salts to it. Epsom salts is magnesium, another nutrient that many of us are deficient in because the soil's been depleted. So soaking in some Epsom salts is just amazing. It's so relaxing. It gets the muscles to relax. It helps the body function more efficiently. It gets the bowels to relax. It helps with a bowel function. Really good stuff. Another thing that I recommend, and I force myself to do this because sometimes I get a little tied up too, go on vacation. Get away from what you're doing. It takes at least 3 days to be away from your environment for the body to start to reboot itself. Get a massage. Get chiropractic care. Chiropractic care is amazing when it comes to stress reduction. Because if bones are out of place pinching nerves, it hurts, but that causes an inflammatory reaction. It pinches nerves that control organs. So chiropractic care is one of the easiest, quickest, simplest, least expensive ways to deal with stress. And we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb in the Atlanta area. We would love to be your chiropractors. We also have a medical team as well. Do whatever works for you. Find out why you're stressed out. It was interesting the other day. My mother sent me a text and she goes, I saw you on TV. You look stressed. And it took me a second. I thought about it and I said, yeah, you know what? I am. I mean, who knows you better than your own mother? And I said, yeah, you know what? I am stressed. And that's when I said, sit back, reevaluate what I'm doing, and then take some time to myself. And then last time she saw me on TV, she said, you look a lot better. I said, good, thank you. I appreciate that, Mom. But who's going to be more honest than your mom, right? 2011 study noted that stress affects the hypothalamic, pituitary, thyroid axis. Again, they're all working off each other, which plays a role in the hormone secretion. You got to make sure all these things are working off each other. Make an effort to limit your exposure to toxins. I can't beg you enough to do this. Exposure to environmental pollutants may increase your risk of thyroid cancer. Examples are things like bisphenol A, BPA, and phthalates. Bisphenol A is used as anti-stick agent. We put it in cans so that things slide out of the cans. We put it on credit card receipts or cash register receipts have bisphenol A. Try not to touch them if you don't have to. Phthalates are chemicals that we'll find in perfumes and hairsprays. Stay away from them because they're what's called endocrine disruptors. If you go to our website, drjoe.com, we've done shows on this before. You might want to listen to some of the shows we've done. Avoid all sources of bromine. Try to do it as much as possible. Bromines are a menace to your endocrine system and present, they're all around you. Despite a ban on the use of potassium bromine in flour by the World Health Organization, bromines can still be found in some over-the-counter medications. They're found in foods, personal care products. Be a savvy reader and read the labels to save you from tons of toxic trouble. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Inadequate or low quality sleep can put your health at risk. Again, go to the website, drjoe.com, type in sleep, hit enter in the search bar. We've done shows on this. A study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology notes that participants with greater insomnia scores, especially non-obese women, have significantly increased risk of thyroid cancer. Get your body in motion. Exercise, do whatever you can. We've done shows on exercise. It's on the website, drjoe.com. But something as simple as in my life, if I do a radio television show, I always do it standing up. A lot of my colleagues do it sitting down. Only one other of my radio show colleagues do it standing up. Stand up, move around, clean your own house. Go for a walk, park far away, take the stairs. We've done shows on exercise. It's on the website. You can listen to those as well. Research shows that getting regular exercise may reduce your risk of cancer. Walk your dog, go for a jog, go for a walk, incorporate strength training. Do squats when you're in the shower. When I brush my teeth for 2 minutes, I have an electric toothbrush, I do squats. And that's a really great way to start the day. It really increases your blood flow, helps build up your muscle mass, and it's just another way to incorporate a little bit of exercise every day in your life. Now, let's talk more about the best diet for thyroid issues and the foods to avoid. Hypothyroidism, we said, is a condition where the body doesn't make enough thyroid hormones, the thyroid gland doesn't release the thyroid hormones, and there's plenty of thyroid-stimulating hormones. So what we have to do is get the foods in your body that you absolutely need. 90% of hypothyroidism is caused by something called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease. Go to our website, drjoe.com, type in immune or autoimmune, and we've done shows on what you need to do to help the immune system. In a nutshell, avoid wheat and avoid dairy. Dairy has a protein in it called casein, which has a similar reaction to the immune system as wheat. When you cut out the wheat and the dairy, get the nutrients in your body, get your vitamin D levels up. Of course, super greens, an essential source I recommend every day for everyone. Now you're going to see some dramatic changes. Try to eat something raw at every meal. Broccoli, cucumbers, tomatoes. Have a salad once a day. All this is on the website, drjoe.com. So if you want to order supplements, you want to pick them up, you can pick them up at our offices. Save the shipping cost. Marriott at Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. If you have a health problem, if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, if you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. No one has ever walked away from a car accident where they didn't have damage to their body. Make an appointment to come see us. Don't be like so many of our patients that say, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I wait so long to come see you? They regret that. Don't be one of those patients. We work with most insurance companies, car accidents, sports injuries, workers' comp. The supplements are there. The website is a wealth of information. And if you have a question that you can't find on a website, you could send it to us through the website, drjoe.com. I answer most of them. My staff answers a lot of them. But we want to be your doctors. We want to get you well and keep you well. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Once again, the website, drjoe.com. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.